Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
If you know someone or you yourself live with chronic disease, you know how debilitating it can be, how it can affect your normal daily activities and the entire quality of your life. My guest today is Joanna Charnas. She's a blogger for Huffington Post and has been employed at the Naval Medical Center San Diego in the mental health department for quite a long time. Welcome to the show, Joanna. Tell us a little bit about yourself first, because you suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome, which up until, I would say maybe 10 years ago, was called Epstein-Barr, and people didn't even believe it existed.
That's right. I'm 55. When I was 19, I woke up one day, and I felt terrible. I felt like I had the flu, except I didn't have any flu symptoms. I went to the doctor. He couldn't diagnose me and implied that I had mental health issues. I went to a psychotherapist who said, yeah, you're having normal 19-year-old issues, but this isn't causing your physical issues. And it took me 17 years to get diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome.
Wow. So it is definitely, I've heard this time and time again doing what I do here, how difficult it is to diagnose fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, polymyalgia, a lot of these autoimmune-related diseases. So how did you finally get diagnosed?
I went to an infectious disease specialist. She looked at my very long medical record. I'd already been tested for everything else under the sun, and it's a disease of exclusion. So she was able to actually diagnose me very quickly with all that data.
Wow. So she just basically excluded all of these other things, that you didn't have cancer and that you didn't have this and that, and this is what it is. So until then and now even, because chronic fatigue, as I said, is pretty, you know, there's not a lot known about it, and there's not a lot of certain medications for cancer. We know you can take this or that.
Right.
What do you do for your chronic fatigue?
Well, there is no standardized treatment for the illness. So what I do is I practice mindfulness and wellness every day. And I eat right, sleep right, exercise to the best of my ability, decrease stress, meditate every day, et cetera. That's all I can do.
So
and it works
that's
for me.
And mindful medication, mindfulness, mindful medicine, all of these kinds of things are the way we're dealing with more and more, and especially these autoimmune diseases. What role do you think nutrition plays? Because with antibiotics in all of our food and hormones and things, that can really affect autoimmune conditions in any way.
Well, I think it's a good idea for anybody suffering from any kind of illness to eat as whole foods as possible. So the less processed food, the better. The less sugar, the better. Soft drinks, et cetera. Eat clean, whole foods.
That's
and
good.
Eat regularly.
It's a good general advice. Now, with chronic fatigue, are you still exhausted? Do you nap in the day? How do you get along with life? Work, do things.
I plan things very carefully. I never procrastinate, so I don't have to do things at the last minute. I prioritize. I pace myself. Very often, I spend a lot of time in the evenings and on the weekends resting, watching television, reading if I'm well enough, sleeping on the weekends. It's still very, very hard, but I'm so organized and purposeful that I actually manage to live the semblance of a normal life. But I'm still sick a great deal of the time, but most people don't know it.
Well, that's pretty amazing. That says a lot about you, especially since you work at a Naval Medical Center. And I would think that that puts you in a pretty stressful environment with maybe even long hours. How do you deal with that?
The federal government is very good to me, and I don't work long hours. I work my 40-hour work week. They didn't know I was sick for at least a year, and then only because I chose to come out to my mentor. They really didn't know until I wrote the book. And they're very good to me, and I just prioritize and pace.
Wow.
And set reasonable limits and boundaries. And I still have terrible days.
Well, and before we talk about your book, what advice would you have for people that maybe don't work for the federal government, whose bosses are maybe not quite as understanding about these kinds of illnesses that don't have such a, you know, they've still got a little bit of a stigma. If you told your boss you had breast cancer, they'd be like, oh, my God, okay, take as much time as you need.
That's
go through
right.
your treatments. Let me know if you're too tired to come to work one day or if you're, you know, something, something. But if you say I have chronic fatigue syndrome, they'll say take a nap and get to work.
Well, first of all, you never have to tell your boss what's wrong with you. You only have to tell them that you're ill. And what I would advise and what I do advise in my book, Living Well with Chronic Illness, is that you become familiar with the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Family Medical Leave Act, which are federal laws that protect people in the workplace, and become very familiar with your employee handbook. Know what your rights are in the workplace, both specifically and globally.
Well, that's great health advocacy information. That's really good information. That's good information to give to people. Know what's in your employee handbook. Know what kind of laws and rules are set out by the federal government that protect you when you're ill and you have a full-time job and maybe your boss is not as understanding as they might be.
Yes.
So tell us about your book.
And the references are in the back of my book.
So tell us about your book, Living Well with Chronic Illness.
Living Well with Chronic Illness is 20 very short, pointed chapters covering biological, psychological, social, spiritual, financial, and legal issues for people like me who are trying to have a normal life with chronic illness. It's designed for sick people so it can be read in very small increments. It's also designed for parents of people with chronic illness and partners of people with chronic illness.
And what is in there to help? Let's start with, we only have about 2 minutes left, 2.5 minutes, partners of people with chronic illness. What do you want them to know about helping that person? Again, I say, if somebody has cancer, their partner's going to drive them back and forth to treatment. They're going to, but when somebody has a sort of a disease that's hard to pin down, that's hard to put a nail on and say, this is exactly what the symptoms are and this is what I deal with, it's hard on the partner as well because they don't know what to do to help.
Exactly. Be patient. It's a process. Stay the course. Try to communicate effectively as much as possible. Be kind.
And those are good bits of advice as well. What do you advise people do when they're looking to get diagnosed? And you
Don't
went to an infectious disease doctor.
Don't ever give
that's...
up. Push, push, push. Don't ever give up. If the first doctor doesn't give you the information you need, keep looking. Don't take no for an answer until you get one. That's what I did.
Well, just because you kept feeling bad and nothing they did helped you.
That's right.
What about medications? Did they try and put you on those?
I honestly don't remember. It was so long ago. But I think no, and there's no medication for my illness.
No, there isn't really. But exercise. No. I'm an exercise physiologist, Joanna. So to me, exercise is the best medicine out there. When I
if you can do
am
it,
tired.
People with chronic fatigue syndrome often can't exercise.
Yeah. And
but
I mean,
if you can, do it moderately.
If you can, getting out and taking a walk or getting on a treadmill or a bike is something that is really a great way to build your immune system and to help your body fight off and blood flow. So in the last 30 seconds, your best advice and where people can find your book.
BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. Thank you so much, Melanie.
Thank you so much. The book is Living Well with Chronic Illness. And if you missed any of the great information that we give here at RadioMD.com, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. And share these shows with your friends because that's how we all learn together. There are so many different conditions that people go through. And by learning and talking and asking questions, that's what we do. That's how we figure all of this stuff out. And that's how we work together to make the world a better place and to share with your friends. If you know friends that are suffering, if you have friends that have mental illness or chronic disease, then you want to make sure that they know about RadioMD.com. You can listen on iHeart or iTunes or the free TuneIn app. We're all over the place. So check us out, RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.